Offerings are brought to Our Lady of Charity of El Cobre. Most are in bright yellow, her favorite color. 400 years ago, the statue of the Virgin was found at sea, and legend has it that her rescue calmed the stormy waters. This sanctuary was built just outside Santiago in the 1920s. Since then, the icon has been credited with spurring her devotees onto great achievements. Even Ernest Hemingway offered her his Nobel Prize in Literature. Jeanette Galdiano says the Virgin of Charity helps her have faith.
I pray for peace for my family, for my children, and for all Cubans. And I'm thinking about the hope that every day things will get better and we can move forward.
Few Cubans attend church regularly. Many more blend the veneration of Catholic saints with voodoo and other traditions. Reverend Dionisio Garcia Ibanez is the Archbishop of Santiago. He says the Pope knows that the 400-year-old national patroness is a symbol for non-Catholics as well.
The Pope chose to come at this time to celebrate the Jubilee. There's not even the slightest doubt that he understands the spiritual reality of our people.
The Vatican is hoping that the Pope's visit to the shrine will awaken faith in Cuba. For a glimpse at the future of Catholicism, we'll have a look inside this church.
Perdona tu pueblo, Señor.
This is the weekly catechism at the Sagrada Familia Church in Santiago. It's up to parents and former students to give the instruction. Virgen Angélica Ladrón de Guevara says Catholic faith is growing in Cuba.
And with this Pope's visit, I think that both the government and non-believers are beginning to show a little more trust in Catholics and in the Church.
The Church is the main institution outside of the country's communist system. Many Cubans are grateful for its efforts to advance economic liberalization. Reverend Luis del Castillo came to help the Cuban church after retiring from his bishop's duties in his native Uruguay. He says secularism does not have deep roots here.
We are stepping on a very fertile ground because the people here are very religious, more than in my own country in Uruguay. And I think this good turf will help that the seeds of the gospel will give good fruit in the future.
Pope Benedict is also hoping that as they head out into the almost blinding light of this city, these children will help revive Catholicism in a country that was once an atheist state. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Santiago, Cuba.